Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
That just won't stop. Bless the Lord on the day. You better go get your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You better go get it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. For somebody else, go get it. Hallelujah. Amen. You better go get your blessing for your blessing. Get God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's there for you to get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I've given you houses you ain't built. I've given you vineyards that you didn't grow. I have given you the land to go possess it. Now you need to go get your blessing. Praise the Lord on the night. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. If you're out there on YouTube, call that number on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And be a part of the blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessing is flowing and it ain't stopped. Hallelujah. We've been going, I believe, since what, May 17th was the start date? May 11th was the start date. Hallelujah. And we ain't stopped yet. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is the revival that just won't stop. It's time to wake up. And we woke. Hallelujah. Now we trying to wake you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship led by the holy man, the apostle Elvis A. Curry. Praise God. Over there on the West Coast, Long Beach, California, is most definitely in the house on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm your host tonight, Elder Andre Prevost. It's a blessing to be on the line, a blessing to be in the presence of the saints Hallelujah. And we're going to go and get this party rocking. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, just for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on today. Hallelujah. We only, Lord, want to hear your word. We came to hear you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Our ears are open. We are very perceptive. We are ready to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. That the spirit of destruction is now bound and cast away. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. Touch each and every person on the line today. Bless those that are on the way on today. Hallelujah, Lord. And once again, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah on today. Praise the Lord on today. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. David said it like this. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? God, Jesus said that you are the house of the Lord. You are the temple of God. Hallelujah. So you ought to always be glad. You ought to always rejoice. You ought to always magnify his name because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. We need to glorify him. He said, we want to be lifted up. Hallelujah. We always want to be lifted up. Lord, I want to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Lord, I want my finances to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to grow in position at the job. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to grow in position in the ministry. Lord, I want to grow in spirit. Well, he said, if you lift me up, hallelujah, I will draw you up to me. Hallelujah. If you want to be lifted up, you need to lift up the name of Jesus, the name of Yahshua, the name of our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you're going to do. Hallelujah on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know somebody out there is ready to testify, so we're going to go to the throne of grace at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you know I like to open up with a scripture. Praise God. And I like to open up with Psalms 100. And it reads, coming out of the old King James, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to look at verse 1 tonight. Very simple. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Who? Well, who? Hallelujah. The people on the north side, the people on the south side, the people in the United States, the people in Canada, the people in Mexico, the people in Jerusalem. Who? For who needs to make a joyful noise unto the Lord? All ye lands. I don't care where you're from. I don't care your nationality. I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care how many friends you got on Facebook. I don't care how many likes you got on Instagram. You need to lift your voice up and give God the praise. Hallelujah. Why? Because he said so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he said so. Hallelujah. He said, if you don't praise them, the rocks don't cry out. Do you want the rocks to cry out? That's why so many earthquakes in California. Hallelujah, amen. Because they ain't praising them over there alone. You know, the Hollywood people. Hallelujah, the sinners that's out there. Hallelujah, that's why the earthquake. Those are the rocks crying out because they refuse to. So everybody over there on the West Coast, hallelujah, you need to praise God. Hallelujah, you need to make up for the ones that ain't doing it. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can stop the earthquake. So the rocks will stop crying out. Hallelujah, because the celebrities won't, because the musicians won't. Hallelujah, because the actors won't. Hallelujah, because watch this, the politicians won't. Oh, my God, and some of the preachers won't. So the saints of God need to lift up their voices and praise them so the rocks will stop crying out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy. Not because of what he could do, just because of who he is. Hallelujah on tonight. So I'm going to open up the phone line, but this time, praise God, hallelujah. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, hallelujah, now would be the time to put that on the throne of grace. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one?
I just want to thank God for another day. Thank God. Through the years, he's been good to me. Thank God he's been good to you. Thank God for Brian, my cousin, his family, my family. Thank God for Brother Ella Corey, reaching out to his heart, and especially to you,
Yeah, I do.
I just thank God for everybody. If everybody can hear me, go get it. Go get it.
Amen.
Go get it now. Because it's time. It's time. Go get it. Thank God for another day. Thank God for my sisters, my brothers, all of my family members, wherever they are. I love them. And there's nothing they can do about it. Amen. Go get it.
Amen. Go get it. Hallelujah. Go get it. Hallelujah. I like how excited he's been the past few days. Go get it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on the day. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on the night? Hallelujah.
My name is Shabana. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. Lord, I want to ask you to please dry up the water in Louisiana. Please care all those people in Alabama that was getting into rapes and killed, the children getting killed. Please, Father God, watch over all of us. Help us, Lord. Guide our footsteps. Keep us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I'd like to thank you, Lord, for my family and my friends. I'd like to ask Father God, you know, to take care of the ones over in Louisiana due to the flood, and the kids and the adults over in Alabama due to the dangerous weather we're going through. I ask that he cover us in his blood. Watch over us and protect us at all times. Father God, thank you again. Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord on the day. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies, any more prayer requests while the line is open? Hallelujah. Thank you.
Come on, Wayne.
I already said what I had to say. Go get it. That's all I can say.
Go get they pet. Oh, magnify the Lord, 'cause he is worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Oh, magnify the Lord.
Come on with it, Miss Apple.
He is worthy to be praised.
Hosanna.
Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, blessed be the Lord, 'cause he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, 'cause he is worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
It's like Pastor Andre said, if we don't praise God, the rock will cry out. And I don't want no rock to take my place.
Ooh.
I don't want no rock to take my place.
Go get that blessing.
Place my Jesus, Lord, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going into the camp. Yeah. And go get my blessing. So pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Amen, Mother Albert. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else with a testimony or a prayer request at this time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Any more testimonies?
Amen,
amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God, hallelujah, amen, for the testimonies that have gone up so far. Hallelujah, praise God. God is good, hallelujah, all the time and all the time. Hallelujah, God is good. Praise God, amen. We need to do like the song says. Hallelujah, amen. Go get that blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to claim that thing. If you sick, you better claim your healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You better claim that thing. Hallelujah. Amen. If you broke, you better claim some prosperity. Hallelujah. You better speak those things that are not as if they were and watch them come to pass. Hallelujah on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. For everybody that's called in so far, everybody that's tuned in, if you're out there on YouTube, we thank God for your view. We thank God for your tuning in and watching us. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to be a part of the service and you need prayer, praise God. Hallelujah. Feel free to call that number on your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And enter into the service. Hallelujah. Via phone. Amen. And we will hear your testimony and we will pray for you. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Right now, I'm going to go to the throne of grace.
Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I have a guest on the phone. Her name is Prophetess True. Prophetess True, would you introduce yourself? I believe she has a testimony.
Hello, my name is True, and I'm happy to be here. This is my first night on tonight. I was invited by Sister Alberta Bless, and I'm happy to be here. My testimony, I'm just happy that God is, I'm still in the land of the living, and through all this pandemic and the coronavirus going on, I'm just happy to be here, and God is good.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Through the pandemic, see, a lot of people take that for granted. Hallelujah. That we made it through the pandemic. You know how many people died in the past year? Hallelujah, praise God, from the pandemic. How many people are here that was here last year from the pandemic? Praise God, hallelujah. Hey, man, that's a blessing just to be here on today. Hallelujah. What does that tell you? That tells you that the blood of Jesus still works. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't hear me. I said the blood of Jesus still works. Do y'all remember back in Egypt? Hallelujah. Back in Egypt when the death angel came, they took the blood of the lamb over their doors, and when death came, it passed over them. Hallelujah. Praise God. The blood of Jesus has been over our doorstep. Hallelujah. Over our doorpost. So when the coronavirus passed over, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It passed over. The angel of death didn't come to see us. because he saw the blood. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. We got to be thankful for the blood on today. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Let me not get excited too fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for you prophetess all today. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody who has called in and tuned in. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. And then, praise God, amen, we are, hallelujah, going to introduce the man of God who is going to bring forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah. Well, Elder, how you know it's dynamic? Because it's a word from God. Hallelujah. Any word from God. Hallelujah, is a dynamic word. Hallelujah on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you once again just for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for each individual person who has called in on the line. Hallelujah. For we all called in for one purpose and one purpose only, Lord, and that is to hear from you. Hallelujah, to hear your voice on today. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the answers to our questions you are going to give us today. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the deliverance that's going to be received on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance, Lord. Hallelujah, for the healing. Hallelujah, that's going to be received on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah, for the enlightenment of our spirit, mind, body, and soul on tonight. Our ears are open. Hallelujah. And we are receptive to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Lord, touch the man of God on today. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet on today. Hallelujah. Anoint his lips of clay to speak nothing but your word. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, for the word that you are about to bestow upon your people. Hallelujah, Lord, we love you. Lord, we magnify you. And Lord, we praise you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's worthy. Hallelujah to be praised. He's worthy. Hallelujah, to be magnified, and he is worthy to be lifted up on the day. I may say it 1,000 times, hallelujah, but no matter how many times I say it, I bet you the Lord don't get enough. Hallelujah. He don't get enough. Hallelujah. He don't get enough. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He don't get enough. Oh, Lord, I love you. He don't get enough. Hallelujah. He can't fill up on praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said, don't ever worry about thinking I'm too full. Hallelujah. He said, I can't fill up on praise. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, on today. Praise God. If you're just joining us out there, if you're just tuned in on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're just tuned in on YouTube, you are tuned in to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Featuring Apostle Eldon A. Curry. This is based out on the West Coast, but we worldwide. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm in Texas. He's in California. We got people in Louisiana, Florida, Georgia, Las Vegas, New Jersey. This is a worldwide thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why it's called the International Worldwide Fellowship. And we thank God for you tuning in and calling in on today. Praise God, and getting ready to come forth and bring forth a word from God as he has done, hallelujah, for some 45 days plus. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. For some 45 days plus, the man of God has been coming forth, bringing forth the word of the Lord. And tonight will be no different. Praise God, hallelujah. So I'm going to introduce the man of God. I'm going to play a selection. Hallelujah, and immediately following the selection, I'm trying to find the right song, hallelujah. Immediately following the selection, praise God, you will hear, hallelujah, from the man of God, hallelujah. The man of God getting ready to come forth and bring the word, hallelujah. Y'all know who he is our pastor, our leader, praise God, hallelujah. I am talking about none other, hallelujah, than Apostle Eldon A. Curry, praise God, hallelujah, immediately following this election. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. He will be coming forth with the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right, all right. Put your hands together in this place.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let your party continue. Glory to God. Don't let it stop till it drops. Come on here, somebody. Give God some more praise. He's here. Amen. It's in your praise. Hallelujah. Get your praise on.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
if the devil been fighting you, amen, on every corner, every side, hallelujah, he been messing with you, glory to God, get your praise on. Oh, that means something good is around the corner. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. How many redeemed we got in the house tonight, glory to God. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so, hallelujah. And we have redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Come on, give your daddy some more praise.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
We were made to give him praise. Hallelujah. Everything in you was made to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Come on here, somebody. So that means to me, that if he said to bless him at all times, that means that there's not a wrong time to bless him. Come on. Oh, God, somebody didn't catch that. Hallelujah. No, there's not a wrong time to bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Any time is the right time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear that song, them old nighttime. It's the right time to be with the one you love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All right, some of y'all don't know about that. It's going back too old. But somebody know about that. Glory to God. But I always say nighttime, daytime, anytime is the right time to be with the one you love. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And how many know there ain't no better time than right now for us to worship and praise our God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel something in the atmosphere, beloved. Hallelujah. God is turning some tables. God is working on our behalf. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I mean, know that the enemy don't like it when the gates of hell is being affected. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know that the devil don't like it when you stealing souls, amen, and you ain't stealing no souls. You setting the captive free, glory to God, because they his anyway. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Everything belongs to God. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
But the Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I mean, know that this ain't the hour of the softies, hallelujah. If you soft hearted and you jelly back, this ain't the hour for you. God ain't calling for you, but if you bold, hallelujah, and you got some fight in you, God says, I'm calling for you in this hour. Glory to God. Why? Because this is the hour of the warrior. Somebody said the warrior. Hallelujah.
The warrior.
The warrior.
Are there any warriors in the house tonight?
Hallelujah.
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 How many know there's a difference between being a fighter and a warrior? The difference is that a fighter will fight until someone is hurt, and then they stop fighting.
They'll fight until
But a warrior will fight until the death. Come on here, somebody. A warrior will fight until ain't nothing left. Hallelujah. A warrior will fight till he can't see nothing. And God is saying, that's what I'm calling for in this hour. I'm calling for my warriors. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Man. Thank you, God, on tonight. God is a good God. Amen. And I praise him tonight. Thank God for my brother, for my mother. From another mother, amen. I love my brother to life, amen. Thank God for him tonight. Amen. It's time to let loose tonight. Amen. It's time to let loose in your praise, in your worship, in your prayer life. I don't know if y'all can hear me tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
God is igniting a fire in us, y'all. God is saying, I don't just want you to be on fire. I want your fire to be on fire. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, I want you to be so lit up with me that you ain't got to say nothing. Just your presence. When you enter a room, somebody going to know God has stepped in here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The atmosphere that you, God is somewhere in the building. Come on here, somebody. God is saying, we got to put our light on ultra bright. Come on here, somebody. Don't just let it shine. Amen. Let it be to the degree where, amen, people from across the world be able to see the fire of God in you. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. I got you. I got your finance. I got your health. I got everything that belongs to you. I got you.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Woman, well, God, you can come in right after. Amen. We got to give God more respect, y'all. Amen. I know that we bubbling over, and when the Lord helped me to allow y'all to have comments and whatever questions y'all want to have, y'all save it for that part. But when the Spirit of God is moving, because you don't want to miss what God is saying. We're not just listening to the voice of a man. We're listening to the voice of the Almighty God, the one whose air we're breathing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Now, you know, when we was raised up in church, you couldn't talk while the preacher was talking. You better not say nothing. Amen.
Amen.
I know my grandmother, amen, hallelujah, all she had to do was look. She didn't have to look, glory to God, because she already had set the law down. Amen, not at all. Amen. You don't move, you don't get up. Hallelujah. And we got to go back to the old landmark, y'all.
Amen.
Oh, that was then. That's an old folks. Yeah. We need the old folks for the new folks. Because the new folks ain't working. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you remove the old landmark, what shall the righteous do? We can't remove. Some things don't need to be taken out. Because that's going to establish our foundation. And we thank God tonight because if we hold on, that's why the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. Not that they would go, that they should go. See, the should always give you something to fall back on. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
All we can do is plant the seed. But as they get older, the decisions will be left up to them, but at least they got something to fall back on and say, you know what? My mama told me, or my grandmother told me, or my granddaddy told me, that if I hold on and put God first, good things will happen to me.
Amen.
They told me if I stay in that word and get that word in me and let that word, amen, abide in me and I abide in that word, amen, then I can ask God for whatever I want and he'll do it for me. And see, the seed is what's going to produce a harvest. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen. We got to realize there's a time for everything. There's a time to give God praise.
Hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, while we're in that zone, let's go to Ecclesiastes. Because, see, sometimes we get our times mixed up, and we want to do things at the wrong time. But God is saying, if you stay connected to me, you won't miss what time it is. You know, in the world we had a saying, do you know what time it is? Because everything is at our own unappointed time. So let's go to Ecclesiastes. Amen. Well, we're looking at time and everything. I believe Ecclesiastes, that old preacher, might be able to help us out tonight. I wouldn't even This ain't even nothing of what I'm supposed to be talking about tonight. Hallelujah. But how many know you just flow with the Holy Ghost when he want to say something? You just, amen, because he the one, he the boss. Come on here, somebody. He the boss. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody praise for the boss. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, yes, Lord. How many of you know that he done already paid the cost to be the boss? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We ain't paid the cost. Amen. That he done paid. Glory to God. So when he speak, we should be like, yeah, but glory to God. Nobody should be trying to talk until it's time to talk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then, amen, we say what the Lord has given us to say. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Everybody get their shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Everybody there? Amen. And the word of the Lord read. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And it says, before we go into this, I'm going to pray right quick. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for the entrance of your word. Give us light to all that hear. Father, we just give you praise tonight, God. We bless you. For you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth tonight. Father, give us ears to hear and a heart to understand. Give us eyes to see you, God, for who you really are. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We bless your holy name tonight. Father, we decree and declare there is none like you. We worship and adore you, Father. We thank you. Thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit that lives and abides and rests and rules within us. Father, bless every heart tonight, God. Bless every soul tonight that is up under the sound of my voice, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord, you are the apostle. You are the prophet. You are the teacher. You're the pastor, oh God. You're the evangelist, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we bless you tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
We can't move without you. We can't live without you. Hallelujah. We can't breathe without you, Lord. We need you every second, every minute, every hour of the day. And we give you praise. Thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe. Thank you he's already up under our feet. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you, and the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach prevails against you. And you have no part nor lot in this matter. And we give you praise, oh God, for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give your daddy a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Now, see, this is the time to give him some praise right here, see. Hallelujah. This is the time to lift him up. Come on here, somebody. This is the time. Hallelujah to your great name. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Hallelujah. We bless your name tonight. Ecclesiastes 3, chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the living God said, there is a time for everything. Let us get that in our spirit. We didn't read this scripture probably like 1,000 times if we multiply it up. But tonight I really want us to allow it to get in our spirit. There is a time for everything. Say that with me tonight, then. There's a time.
There's a time.
For everything.
For everything.
Amen tonight. Amen tonight. Thank you, Lord. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
So, beloved, I want y'all to catch this in your spirit. If there's a time for everything, that means everything is on the schedule.
Amen.
Amen.
That means everything in our life is on the schedule. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
So that means that if we don't move at a certain time, we will miss the thing that God has for us. This is what the word says. There is a time for everything. And a season for every activity under the heaven. So there's two things we should be asking God right now. Lord, what time am I in? What time is it? And what season am I in? Come on, hit somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because if I'm in my right season, and I allow the Lord to reveal what season I'm in, then I'll be able to get what's due to me in my season. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, a lot of times we don't ask the Lord what season we in. We just off in the heavenly, just praising God and worshiping God, but we're not asking God, Lord, what season am I in right now? Am I in a summer season? Am I in a winter? Am I in a fall season, Lord? What season? Am I in a spring season? Lord, what season am I in? Spiritually, because I need to know what season I'm in spiritually so I can reap my harvest at the right time. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Now, it says, before I go into my activity, I should ask God what season am I in, because my season will determine. See, every fruit has a season. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Amen.
Every fruit has a season, has a time to come into fruition. And so God says, if every fruit has a season, how much more do you and I have a season? Come on here, somebody. Now, check out verse 2. It says, a time to be born and a time to die. Come on here, somebody. So the Lord knows what time to be born and what time to die. And then he says, a time to plant and a time to uproot. Come on here, somebody. That's seed time and harvest. There's a time to plant. Because how many know that if we don't plant, then we won't be able to reap the harvest of anything if we ain't got nothing in the ground? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then when you do plant, you got to make sure that you sow your seed or plant your seed in what? The right month. Hmm. Why? Because everything has a what? Time. And so that means everything is what? On a schedule.
Yes, for you.
And beloved, let me tell you something tonight, beloved. Catch this in the Holy Ghost. Catch this, y'all. The enemy's job is to try to mess up our schedule. The enemy's job is to make sure that you're not where you need to be on time. But if you look at it like how the Holy Ghost is telling me to have you look at it, then you'll have a different analogy of what you need to do. Get out the way, devil. Amen. I got to be somewhere, and I ain't going to let you make me late no more. Cool. Yada ba sando. Hallelujah. How many of you know when you make an appointment anywhere, that they expect you to show up at that appointed time?
Amen.
Oh, God. Did anybody catch that tonight?
Yes. Amen.
When you make an appointment and you don't show up, what is that telling them?
You might have changed your mind.
That you might have changed your mind. Or you really don't want your blessing. Or you don't want to be where you're supposed to be at that appointed time. Unless you call them and tell them that something came up, can I change it and make it for another day? But how many know that people don't really like to reschedule nothing? So when you make it at that time, they looking for you to be at that appointed time.
Amen.
And so God said, if it's like that in the natural, how much more is it like that in the spirit? How many of you know that God look at how we're on time?
Amen.
God looks at how we set aside our time for him. And don't get me wrong, because things happen and you know, unexpected things come up, and man, you be like, Lord, help me to get to my destination on time. Hallelujah. Because time is important.
Amen.
Okay, and then verse 3, it says, a time to kill and a time to heal. So everything is in the hands of who?
In the hands of an enemy.
No, it's in the hands of time. Everything is in the hands of time. Because everything is on a schedule. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Do you know that expression, time waits for no man? Hallelujah. Time is constantly moving because time has a schedule that it has to keep. Because God put time on the time. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's going to come a time when time will be no more? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Why do you think time is running the way time is running? Time is running, it's running like it's running because it said God told me I got to be on time. I know that I only got so much time on my hands. Come on here, somebody. So every time I'm running, y'all got to run with me. Glory to God. There's a time for this. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't stay on one thing too long, because time is saying, you know, I'm counting the time of how long that you stand in one place, because we got to keep moving. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And how many know that it's bad when you do the right thing at the wrong time? Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not that it's wrong. It's just you doing it at the wrong what? Time. Come on. It's a time for that. Come on, hear somebody. But then there's a time not for that. And we got to realize what time we're in. Hallelujah. And then it says that there's a time in verse 3, there's a time to tear down and a time to build. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I just feel right now, we just say, Lord.
Lord.
What time am I in right now? What time?
Lord, what time is I in right now?
Hallelujah. What do I need? What time is it for me right now? Hallelujah.
What time is it for me right now?
And you'll find that it ain't time for you to be sad. So I said, no. Your sad days is over. We ain't got time for that no more. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, God.
Amen.
This ain't the time for you to let people get on your nerves. God said, that is through. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. This ain't the time for you to have a pity party. This, as a matter of fact, if you're trying to have a pity party, we're going to throw pity back up party because you done been through this before, and that time is over with. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This ain't the time to be holding on to grudges. This ain't the time to allow the enemy to distract you, to keep you off of your purpose and your plan that I have for your life. Hallelujah. This ain't the time to walk in unforgiveness. This is the time to walk in forgiveness and bless the Lord and thank him for what he's doing in your life right now. This is the time for you to be free. This is the time for you to walk in love. This is the time for you to have your due season, the blessing that is due to you. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
This is the time for you to take off the old and put on the new. It's the time for you to have a new attitude. It's a oh, I wonder who the Holy Ghost is talking to. It's time to get over old news. And catch on to new news. It's time to gird up your loins and give me praise and worship and thank me for the open doors that I put before you. It's time, glory to God, to realize, glory to God, that everybody that smiles in your face ain't your friend. It's time for you to realize that even though... Listen, nobody want to deal with jealousy, but how many know favor ain't fair? And that everybody can handle your favor. So it's time for you to just embrace the fact.
Amen.
That, Lord, if you don't send me a friend, I don't want him. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's time for somebody to be restored. It's time for somebody right now. Hallelujah.
Restore me, God. Hallelujah.
To let your light shine. It's time. Hallelujah. Woo, it's time. It's time. Your time has come. You got to stop worrying about what people are going to think. Amen. It's time for you to get over people. Amen. It's time, amen, for you to start loving on you. It's time.
It's time.
To let the will of God be done in your life. It's time to come clean with God. It's time, to live holy. It's time, to make a decision. It's time, glory to God, to tell the devil, I don't know where you're going, but you got to get the hell up out of here. It's time, to turn over a new leaf. It's time to decree and declare, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Somebody give God a shout. Because it's time.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to let go of the fakers and the shakers. It's time, glory to God. Hallelujah. To get what God got for you. Hallelujah. It's time. Hallelujah. To be the man of God and the woman of God that God is calling you to be. Come on here, somebody. It's time, glory to God, to go and possess the land. I don't want to call y'all not my son, though. It's time, glory to God, hallelujah, to speak the oracles of what God has put in your belly. It's time for us to come together, beloved, and lift up the name of Yahshua. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick and say, neighbor, everything is on the schedule. Hallelujah.
I'm on the schedule.
That's why I got to move with time. I ain't got time for anything that is not conducive to building my spirit. I ain't got time for no foolishness. I ain't got time for no mess. I ain't got no time for no gossip. I ain't got no time for no backbiting. I ain't got no time for no lying. I ain't got no time for slipping and dipping and flipping and tripping. I ain't got no time, if it's not edifying Yahshua, I ain't got no time to give it. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I ask somebody right quickly, say, neighbor, do you know what time it is in your life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell us, I know what time it is in mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time for us to shine. I didn't even say let your light so shine that men may see your good work. It's time to let the light so shine. No. Don't turn it down. Do like the young folks say, turn it up. Go, amen, amen. It's time to turn up. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to turn up. It's time to get lit up. It's time, oh, cool, ta-da, ba, son, though. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
It's time to start doing the things that you've had on the back burner. You're like, that was then. It's probably too late now. I'm probably too old. You ain't never too old.
Come on, Apostle.
Oh, no, I just got to put it out there like the Holy Ghost telling me. No, you ain't too old. The anointing of God in you is still young, and so are you.
Yes, God.
You just got to walk in the divine purpose and plan that God has for your life. See, when we let a lot of these things go that we're trying to hold on to, we're going to feel a whole lot better. See, the problem is we hold it on to things. We weighed it down. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We ain't got time to be weighted down.
Yes, God.
You're trying to carry your burden. Amen. Your children's burden. Amen. The burdens of the world. Glory to God. God said, I didn't call you to carry all that. Hallelujah. I ain't even called you to carry your burden. I'm telling you to cast all your cares upon me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while you're trying to cast your cares upon him, you got people trying to cast their cares upon you because they don't want to get in his presence, hallelujah, and obey God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And how many know that when folks start casting all their cares upon you, that that's messing up your time?
Amen.
You ain't got time to do what you want to do. Are you trying to work out a problem for somebody that need to get a problem to the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. We ain't God. We just ambassadors. Hallelujah. We just intercessors for the Most High. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we got to go to God just like everybody else. Come on. Somebody
Amen.
Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Praise you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Beloved, don't you let nobody weigh you down. I just need you to carry me. No. Ask God to carry you. Glory to God. He the one that's carried everybody. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. I ain't even carrying myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I done thrown all my cares upon him. Lord, this too heavy for me. I cannot carry this. Lord, I'm giving this to you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be weighed down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I love you and I thank you. Hallelujah. For helping me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. When you do that, that'll save you a lot of money. Hallelujah. You be trying to go to the psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist needs somebody for him. Glory to God. We going to the doctor, and the doctor trying to find somebody for him. Hallelujah. We going to all these different channels. We going to the police, and the police looking for safety. Ha-ya-ya-ya. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And God said, when you go rely on me, glory to God, when you go realize I am who I say I am, somebody need to give God a praise. How about time? Yeah, it's time to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Some of us around here on this medication, and God said, you're on this medication because you trusted the doctor more than he is me. Glory to God. I am the God that healeth you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I have some people telling me, well, you know, God used doctors to give medication. Here's the thing about that. Medication leaves side effects. Side effects means that I'm dealing with more than what I had before. God has said, I come to heal you, and when I heal you, you ain't going to have no side effects. Well, when somebody would give God a praise, hallelujah. God is saying, when you going to realize I'm the one that created you. I know everything about you. They have to do an x-ray. God said, I already got the x-ray. Here, I'm just waiting on you, glory to God, to come in my office. Hallelujah. Somebody need to go in God's office right now, glory to God, and get what they need. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 How many know that he's still healing? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He ain't stopped healing. Glory to God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. If God healed then, he's healing right now. Come on here, somebody. We just got to trust in his word. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to the word of God, beloved. Hallelujah. In verse 3, it says, there's a time to tear down. In other words, there's a time in the spirit realm where God will move upon us to tear down things that do not bring glory to him. How many of you know in the Old Testament that God told the prophets that he had brought on the scene to tear down the altars of Baal? Tear them down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you can't build nothing until you first tear down what's in the way that's stopping you from building what you need for God. Come on here, somebody. You got to get rid of the old in order for the new to be able to come forth. Come on here, somebody. And then he says in verse 4, he said there's a time to weep.
Yes, God.
There's a time to mourn. There's a time to weep. That's why we can't stop nobody from weeping when it's time to weep. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But then he said, just like it's a time to weep, it's a time to laugh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's a time to get your laugh on. Hallelujah. How many know that the Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine? Sometimes all you need is for God to make you laugh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When you get that laughter in your spirit, that's the joy of the Lord. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're right here telling that we saved and looking like a mad bulldog in the face. Hallelujah. People scared to approach us. Hallelujah. Tell me that we got the joy. What joy? Amen. Joy. You're supposed to be smiling. You're supposed to be laughing. Glory to God. I don't know no joy that make you frown and look all mad like you're ready to tear up the world. Hallelujah. You need some of this over here what we got. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Or maybe they got their times mixed up. Glory to God. But there's a time for everything. And God said, this is your time to be happy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is your time to be happy.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quickly, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
God wants you.
God
wants you to be happy.
God wants you to be happy.
Somebody bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe that.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he said, there's a time to mourn. But then he said, as you get through mourning, get through grieving, then he says, and a time to dance. So God ain't against dancing. He want us to dance. But how many know that God will change your dance once you come all the way over on his side? Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of us want to come on God's side and bring our dance that we have from the world on his side. And God said, no, you leave that there. Or you can come with your dance you had when you was in the world. They got to stay over there.
Yes, God.
Don't worry about you. I got you. When you step on the floor, I got you. Hallelujah. And how many of God will give you a better dance than what you had when you was in the world? Oh, ain't nobody going to say nothing. Now, come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says that it's a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. Hallelujah. There's a time to separate the stones. Hallelujah. But then there's a time to gather the stones together. And then it says there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embrace. So, yeah, so there's a time to embrace, but then there's a time not to embrace. Everything, what, is on the schedule. Verse 6 says, a time to search and a time to give up. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So since God said everything on the schedule, it's a time frame that we have to search. Then there's a time frame that we have to give up on searching. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he said there's a time to keep and a time to throw away. So it's a time for me to keep it, but then there's a time for me to throw it away. Come on here, somebody. But we got to ask God in everything, what time is it now, Lord?
Hallelujah.
Verse 7, a time to tear, a time to tear, and a time to mend. Come on, hit somebody. It's a time to tear, and then there's a time to mend. So it's a time for healing. There's a time to be silent, and a time to speak. Verse 8, a time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. So everything has a time to it. So let's praise God for the time of everything. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
so we thank you, God, for what time it is in our life. Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
for the
Lord.
Things that you have assigned that's an appointed time for my life. Hallelujah. For somebody tonight, it's time for you to be free. You've been bound by people's opinion. You've been bound by people's judgment. You've been bound by people trying to criticize you. Amen. Because they haven't prayed and sought God for who you are. It's time. For you to be who God has called you to be. It's time. My brother. For you to give God everything so God can begin to bring out in you every wonderful, awesome gift that he has invested in you.
Amen.
And I hear the Lord saying, for somebody, it's time for you to stop wasting time. You got into the routine, the habit of wasting time. You just sitting there. You got comfortable. God said, get uncomfortable. God says, I'm shaking you because you done got used to wasting time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God said, no more wasting time.
Hallelujah.
God said, because you're on my time now. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Let me share something with you. The Holy Ghost just jumped in my spirit. Y'all catch this. Catch this. The Lord said, well, you're on a job and you're working for someone. Whose time are you on? Are you on your time or their time?
On their time, on the boss's time.
So when you're on their time, you got to do what they want you to do when you were on their time because they paying you for your time.
Yes.
Please stay with me right now, hallelujah. When somebody paying you, hallelujah, for your time, then you're willing to give up your time to accommodate them on their time. God said, if you want me to really pay you, then begin to understand when you own my time is not your time. But you got to bring your time over into my time so we can be in the same time frame. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So when the Lord tells you to pray and you say, I ain't got time right now, Lord, God said, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Come on.
I'm your boss. If I'm telling you to pray, you don't tell me you ain't got time. You say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. When you working and your boss tell you to do something, would you tell your boss I ain't got time?
No, you better do it.
I can't hear nobody. I said, if your boss told you to do something and you said to your boss, I ain't got time, would you tell him that?
No.
Why?
Do what they say.
Why? Why wouldn't you tell them that you ain't got time?
Because they paying us.
Amen. And because you would get fired on the spot if you told them that. Oh, you ain't got time? Oh, don't worry. You ain't got to come back. Amen. You can go home. Hallelujah. Take you some time off. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And we don't want no time off. We're trying to get more time, hallelujah. So we try to find more things to do so he'll keep us there longer because we can get what? Paid more. God is saying, if you like that in the natural with your natural job, why you ain't doing that for me and you working for me and you say, Lord, whatever you tell me to do, Lord, I'll do it. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, hallelujah. How many know God don't forget when we make vows and promises to him, hallelujah?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those of you who have the Holy Ghost right now, begin to talk to your daddy. Right now, hey, God, we bless your name tonight.
You can hold the phone. It shouldn't be.
Hey,
you better
go
on
the road. Hey, God. Da-da-da-da-da-ba. Kun-da-ra-ba. Si-ki-to-ro-ro-ro-bo-shandi. Somebody, God is putting new life. He's restoring new life into you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Shababan, do 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 bo ko yaraba sando. Hey, God, da 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 ba si ki do do bo se. I just see in the realm of the spirit where things is lifting off. Hallelujah. Somebody just had stress and worry on you, and I see it lift out of bo sando off of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Keep on worshiping. Keep on loving on daddy tonight. Hallelujah. It's your time. Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Whoever's having problems out of their stomach tonight, God is healing. Everybody has been having problems out of your stomach. God is healing you right now. The healing anointing of God right now. Bobo, go and da da ba, take care. Toro, mo, sandi, you, sandos.
is healing you right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
thank
God.
You.
Somebody who's been having back pain, God right now is removing that pain even now. Bobo Koya. Hey,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody been having pain in their legs. God is healing you. Buddy, that pain is leaving. Receive your healing now and just continue to love on him right now. Hallelujah. The anointing of God is flowing. Hey, God, hallelujah. Somebody been having chest pains. God is loosing you. That chest pain is leaving right now. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Receive your healing from the Father right now. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we bless your name tonight, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, healer. Thank you, healer.
Hey, God. Somebody been having problems out of your eyes. And God right now, he said, I'm healing your vision. I'm healing your eyes. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise right now. Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
God is clearing
your vision right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, God, hallelujah. Somebody continue to worship him. Continue to worship him. Continue to love on him. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah, God. Hey, Shababo Kota da Bando Bo Sando.
Thank you, Lord.
He said it's not by might, no by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Somebody tell him yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in my spirit. Yes, Lord, in my soul. Yes, Lord, in my heart, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shabbat Sunday, hallelujah.
Thank
you. Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Peace.
Yeah, Baba Bandorobosi, I know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Elder, why the anointing of God is flowing? Come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to worship. Continue to worship. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
It's
hallelujah.
Time, praise
yes,
God. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
God.
Magnify his name. Yes. While his spirit is in your presence. Hallelujah. While you feel it, come on, worship him right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Lord.
It's time.
Yes,
hallelujah, Lord. Like the song say, it's your time. Hallelujah. It's
hey.
Your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's your time. Hallelujah. You got to get that
hey.
In your head. It's your time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You've been asking God, well, when? Hallelujah. Well, when, Lord? When, Lord? The Lord say,
hey.
It's your time. Hallelujah. That's why you're
hey.
On the line tonight. Because the Lord wants you to know that it's your time. Hallelujah.
Hey,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He says everything is right on schedule. Lord, have mercy.
Hey!
Hallelujah. It's right on schedule. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference. Please announce yourself.
Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is busy. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He keeps disconnecting the line. Hallelujah. But he can't stop. Hallelujah. What God is doing.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your blood that covers this line, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Oko Yanabasando. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We give you praise. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Hey, man, I can hear you, man.
Hey, man, bless the Lord. Can y'all hear me? Praise God.
Amen.
Good. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I do apologize. The devil's been playing with the phone lines all night. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
he is.
God. And the
yes,
truth
he is,
and bless the Lord on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He just mad because we done found out that it's our time. Hallelujah. Praise
hey.
God. Hey. Didn't God tell us last night that this is our due season? It's funny how the man of God was preaching about the season when the Lord said, this is our due season. Hallelujah. This is our time. We are due. The Lord said, you are due for your blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are due. Hallelujah. For your blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
On tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for letting us know that it's our time. Hallelujah. It's a time for everything. And right now, it's our time, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for elevation. Hallelujah on tonight. Lord, I hear thank you for promotion on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Thank you for expansion on tonight, Lord.
True.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship. Continue to touch the man of God from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord, as
yes,
he walks with you. In Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Somebody give God praise just one more time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's our time. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to open up the line at this time. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have a testimony, praise God, a prayer request, hallelujah.
You are now a host.
Amen. This would be the time to do that. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. If you're on YouTube, call in. Praise God. Be a part of the service. If you have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, if you want prayer on this evening, hallelujah. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. Will there be one at this time?
Thank you. My name is JG. I want to pray. My Lord God Almighty, true living God, I come as humbly, we come as humbly as we know how, praising and glorifying your holy name. My Lord God, today is and was a brand new day, a day we had never seen before, and you included us. We come worshiping, glorifying you, thanking you for this opportunity to come unto you. My Lord God Almighty, I don't have no fashion. The thing is, you said that your word won't come back, Lord. We remember when we read your word in the beginning in Genesis chapter 1 that you made heaven and earth. And the heaven, they call the sky today, is still there. Every time we look up, I will remember that you are the truth, that you didn't change. You're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Well, help us not to change. Help us to stand on your living word according to your word. I know, God, please forgive us. But we sinners and we fall short in the eyesight of you. Forgive us, please, for the thoughts we have and the thoughts we're not conscious of. Please have mercy on our souls. Forgive us for lying, stealing, and deception. For a liar should not carry in thy sight. Oh, my Lord, I want to tarry, and I'm quite sure they too, in your sight. My Lord, we want to be whole. We want to be in one body with you. We're still thanking you, Father. for the Holy Spirit you bless us with. It keeps us in the remembrance of the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're just so thankful that you chose us this morning, this evening, to praise and to worship you, to give thanks to you. Oh, my Lord, thank you. Thank you again and again and again. Thank you for bringing me out of darkness long time ago. Thank you for healing my broken heart. Thank you for taking me out of captivity. Thank you for taking the scales off my eyes. Thank you for taking these shackles off my feet. Thank you for allowing me to hear your living word. Thank you. I say thank you. That you are the truth, the way, and the life. Oh, my Lord God. True living God, you said pray like this. Abba, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And what's so great about all this, you said there's two or three you in the mess. So I know you right here with us. You said you got all power in heaven and in earth. You said it's impossible for man, but with God, nothing is. You said you are the way, the truth, and the life. We're holding on and looking for the promise. We're thanking you. We're still glorifying. And we're just saying thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this day, night. And as we sleep and slumber, we know you don't. But you watch over us. Like the brother said, he said cover the nine with your blood. Cover us with your blood in our household. May you cover it all over our doors. All around our windows, all around our bed, as we slumber and sleep tonight. Oh, my Lord, would you bless us? Would you bless us not like you do the world, but bless us with your peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll sleep in peace. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. One more time. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. My Lord, when we hear your voice, we want to say, here I am. Here I am. A servant of yours. Here I am. Here I am, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
God we serve. You know, heaven and earth adore him. The angels bow before him. That's the kind of God we serve. Thank you, man of God. I want to thank you, Apostle, for bringing that word. That's the word we got to bank on.
Yeah.
That's the word we got to dream on. That's the word we got to know come to fruition. Because everything comes in season. I just want to thank you, praise God, for that good word. It's resonating in my mind right now. Everything comes in the season.
Hey,
God. I thank God, hallelujah, for bringing that word. Everything coming in season. I thank you, man, to God, for bringing that word, because that was the word from God. And that's the word that we got to think of. We got to show God all the respect in the world. We got to listen to his voice, because he said, my sheep will know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Talking to you, listen to that small, still voice. He certainly blessed you, Apostle. I thank God for using you, man of God, for bringing that word. What a mighty God we serve. We need to listen to God, because he's speaking in these days. He's been speaking ever since Apostle been on this land. He's been speaking. And that's what I like. I like hearing the word from the Lord. It don't take me an hour to get nothing across. Hallelujah. Yeah. Take me 2 minutes when it comes to, hallelujah, talking about the Lord. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he have done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. While the apostle was preaching, I remember, hallelujah, I laid on my back till my back got stiff. I laid on my back till my hands got sore. I couldn't even open them up. And as that man of God preached, and that woman, Sister Jackie, began to clap her hands. I said, Lord, I want to clap. I want to be able to praise you. Because all the praise belongs to my God. And God fixed it so my hands begin to loosen up.
Hallelujah.
Begin to clap. My hands loosen up so wide that my hands begin to fit inside the oven. And when God, hallelujah, told me, hallelujah, he said, look, my hands begin to spread, and I begin to clap. Because
hallelujah.
I know every praise belongs to God. And God is using the man of God to bring that word. And if we don't grab on to it, it ain't nobody's fault but ours.
Come on now.
We have mouthed that word every day of our life, every test in life. There's a time for everything.
Yes.
There's a time to moan. There's a time to cry.
Yes.
There's a time to hug.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's a time to die. But we got to get it right. So he say, we got to do everything now. Wise day, work wise day, because when night comes, no man ain't going to be able to work. I wanted to clap my hands so bad. I wanted to cry because I couldn't do it. But he said, keep on. I kept on slapping my hand, and they begin to loosen up. They begin to open. They begin to open wide, and I begin to clap because it's a blessing.
Wow.
For me, in praising the Lord. And I'm sorry, but I got to say it. I got to talk a little bit more than I did before. Because the word has went forth. The man has planted the word.
Wow.
We're going to let God increase. That's
thank
what
you,
I'm
Lord.
Hallelujah. God is building on my faith. And I just want to thank God for using you, man of God. You and the rest of the pastors and the preachers on the line. I thank God for using all of us in season. This is a season that we must praise the Lord. We must get our house in order. Tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. Grab on to that word we heard. Thank you, Apostle. Keep it coming.
Amen. Yes,
I
Lord,
pray
amen.
That God
yes.
keep the fire up under your foot.
Mm.
I pray that God keep using you. I pray for the favor and blessing and increase on all of us. I pray for you, man of God, Pastor Andre.
Andre.
I pray that God keep blessing you in everything you do.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I see a new change, and I see new strength, and I See, new help is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes.
Favor and increase upon your
yes,
life,
God.
Upon your home, and upon your help. May God bless you all. Keep it coming. And let's get on one accord, serving God in spirit and in truth. And we got to open up our ears to listen. It's good to speak up and speak a word. While the word going forth, let the Lord use the man of God, because he got him on this line for a reason. So let God use him, and we got to get whatever he's pouring out, because he comes directly from the Bible. And anything from the Bible, I'm lined up with it. How can we hear it without a preacher? And God is the word. So this Bible coming from the word, God got the man of God bringing it. And I can't say forgive me, because I know I ain't supposed to take this long, because we on the radio, and Pastor Andre, he's working with us on the radio. We going nationwide, because God came to save souls. We ambassadors, like Apostle Corey said. That means we going 2 and 4 hours to save souls for God. I mean, get souls for God. So I want you guys to pray my strength in the Lord. May God keep using me. And I'm telling you, every time he bring that word about healing, I got a new attitude. And I'm really grateful for what God is doing for me with the word of God that he's been storing in the man of God. I want you all to pray my strength in the Lord. And I do have prayer requests. Pray for the world. Pray for people around the world. Pray for our young folks. Please keep them up in prayer. I mean, not only mine, I'd be grieved to say my son and my daughter. Yeah, my son and daughter. Pray for the world in Jesus' name. Amen. I will give the mic back to you, Pastor Andre.
Amen, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that testimony. Hallelujah. See how God healed. Praise God. And you know why God healed her? Hallelujah. Amen. Why she was able to clap? Because she said, I want to clap to praise you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't want the use of my hands to please myself. I want the use of my hands so I can please you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know when you want something to please God, God will bless you with it? That's why people need to quit lying. Tell my Lord, if you bless me with a car, I'll start going to church on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then you wonder why when you get the car and don't go, why the car breaks down. Because you told God I was going to go to church and you gave it to me. Lord, if you just bless me with a husband, Lord, I'll serve you, Lord. If you just bless me with a man, please. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And God know our heart. God know, amen, whether we going to honor what we said or not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But sometimes we got to show you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You say, I can, remember how your mama used to tell you, I can show you better I can tell you? Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes God got to show you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Any more comments on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the time, praise God. The line is open. This is the time to talk, praise God. Hallelujah. You can talk all night now if you want to. Well, not all night. Amen. Amen, amen. Any testimonies, any prayer requests, praise God? Amen, amen. Well, bless the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the word that went forth on tonight. Hallelujah. It's our time. Praise God on the night. It is our time. Praise God. It's your time. It's my time. If you was present on the live, Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The message was for you. Hallelujah. Amen. It is your time. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. It is your due season. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for the word that went forth on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person that called in, everybody that tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. On YouTube, Blog Talk. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Praise God. We will be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We had this thing going on one while we were saying one more night. Praise God. Well, I'm just going to say we're going to be back on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Amen. Bringing forth another dynamic word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Amen. And we want to remind everybody, if you ain't got your seed in the ground, get your seed in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. And watch God deliver it. It's your due season. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's your due season. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you ain't got no seed, Lord have mercy, in the ground, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why are you looking for a harvest if you know you didn't plant no seed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank the Lord, amen, for the word on tonight. We thank the Lord for everybody that called in and everybody that tuned in that was in attendance tonight, all the guests that came on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Like I said, we'll be back tomorrow with a revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time. Hallelujah. He's going to go ahead and pray us out. Praise God. Man of God is back in your hands, Apostle.
Amen. Bless you, Elder. Bless you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. How many of you know that God is awesome all by himself? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, folks. So thank God for tonight. I want to encourage everyone, plant your seed in the ground, because it's important to have good seed in good ground. Come on here, somebody. It's important.
Amen.
I was looking at going tonight into a place where God had me to go into a different direction. Concerning the woman that built the prophet a room, we're going to talk about that tomorrow night. Amen. Is there room? Is your room built for God's blessing? Is there a room built for God's blessing? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just meditating on that one. Is there a room built for God's blessing? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're thanking God on tonight and giving God praise and glory and adoration. Amen. Is there anybody that have anything to say before I get ready to go into prayer tonight? I know somebody got blessed tonight, the young measure, amen.
Amen.
By tomorrow night, we're going to get some more preachers. Good old preachers.
Amen, amen. Bless God. Amen. I want to bow our heads for our prayer. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise for what our ears have heard, for what our heart understands, and thank you for what our eyes, our spiritual eyes have seen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for letting us know that it is time for us to take our place in you, Father. We give you praise tonight and glory tonight, God. We thank you. We bless your holy name tonight, Father. We ask you, God, tonight to bless us and keep us, Father. Lead us and guide us, God, to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Father, we thank you tonight, and we give you praise for what you have already done. What I say unto one,
and I say unto one,
I say unto all,
I say unto all,
watch,
watch,
and pray,
and pray,
and live holy,
and live holy.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor. I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God a praise and a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, amen. We bless God on tonight. You are not dismissed. I love y'all. See y'all tomorrow night. Amen. I love you back, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen. It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said, come on, windows of heaven.
Windows of heaven.
Pour you out a blessing.
Pour you out a blessing.
It's your season.
It's your season.
Oh my God. Got a verse, listen. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
God made you a promise.
And you stood the test. He's gonna open the window. Pour you out.
It's your season.
I got one more verse. Listen. I've been through the fire. I've been through the flood. But I'm standing here. Because of his blood, he's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again, say.
It's your season
to be blessed.
To be blessed.
God made you a promise.
God made you a promise.
And you stood.
You stood the test.
Windows of heaven.
Windows of heaven.
Pour Somebody say yes it is. Somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Yes, it is.
It's my season.
You're listening to the sound.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Everybody declare to me what I
for grace, for favor. Come on, church. This is my seat. Yeah. To read. Now, just in case some of you weren't here Sunday, let me just help you understand what favor means. Look at your neighbor, tell them favor means that God is about to lean in my direction.
In my direction.
Now, somebody
prophesy
like you said, God is leaning in my direction. Somebody prophesy with your body language. Say, he's leaning. Yes, he is in my direction. I got to go say, this is my season. Come on, church.
Favor.
I believe it is now my seat. Will you raise your hand and say, to read
what
I've got a seat in the ground.
All right now.
Somebody that's been faithful.
Yo, what's up? I'm going to kick it with mine, y'all know. Yo, Slim, can I kick it right here? Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are faded. All of us have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love. Just buy one from heaven up above. Take a PC, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What? Take it from me one time.
What is the world coming to? Seems like everyone is running from the truth.
Yep, yep.
We just stand up and fight, walk into the light.
We're the people, we can do it if we try.
Yeah.
my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You
I had my share of love abuse. Manipulated. And its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell. And I know you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny, because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love. Love is patient.
Love
is kind.
Love
is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character. My integrity. But it would not fall. Would not bend. Won't compromise. God favored me. I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me. They whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me. My character. My faith in God. He favored me. It will not fall. Not gonna bend. Won't compromise.
I speak
prosperity and I speak
health.
They whisper, they conspire, they told their lies. But God favored
me.
My character, my integrity, everything was in question. But he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke life, and I spoke prosperity, and I spoke health. See,
But I want you to know that I, you got faith. In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry. Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no. Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights.
Yes, that's cold.
But when I look around.
Yeah.
And I think things over. You know
what? Yes.
Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days.
The good days, Lord.
I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days.
Back to them, Lord.
And some sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
But when I look around, yeah, I think things over.
Yes,
all of my good days outweigh my bad days.
won't complain. Yes,
sometimes,
Lord.
Sometimes the clouds hang low.
If they hang low, Jesus.
I can hardly see the road.
No, Lord.
I ask the question, Lord. Lord. So much pain, but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes they can't see, so I'll just say,
thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
I won't complain.
Yes.
Has been so good to me. Has it been good?
Yes.
Been good to me. More than this whole world.
Could ever be.
He's been so good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
He dries all of my tears away.
I won't complain.
Been good to me.
More than this whole world.
You could ever be. It dries. Every one of my tears away.
you, babe. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And it's all right. And it's all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Hey man, I'm gonna give y'all one more and we gonna call it a night. Praise God.
That's the life. Damn, he saved me. That's the death. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But he didn't stop there rising. He justified.
I think they want Brother Brian there.
Why I can't believe me. Oh, y'all don't know this. Glorious day. Well, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Dying, he came my sin far away. But then rising, he checked
me. Bring
me forever.
Bring me forever.
One day he's coming
one
back.
Day he's coming
one
back.
Day he's coming back.
Glorious day. Come on now. Oh,
That everything's gonna be all right.
Yes, yes. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right.
Amen. Y'all have a blessed night. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Okay, Pastor Corey on the line. Hey, is Pastor Corey on the line?
I think he might be already out.
Oh, okay. I wonder if he mind if I call him. I need to call him and ask him something.
I don't think he would. It ain't but seven. It's about 7:40 over there.
Oh, okay then. So what time it is where you at?
Where I'm at is 9:40.
Oh, it's 9:40. So
yeah,
you
I'm
have the
six.
Same time. You have the same
yeah.
time of Louisiana then. So where you
yeah.
at?
Yeah, in Texas.
Oh, you in Texas. All right
yeah.
now. So what part of Texas you in?
I'm in Arlington. I'm from Houston, but right now we're in Arlington.
All right now. Because I have a son that is not too far from Arlington.
Oh, okay.
All right now. Praise the Lord. Okay. So let me give him a holler and see if he know how to go online. I need to find out something. Okay.
All right. All
thank
right. We all have a blessed
you,
night. All right. See y'all tomorrow.
Amen. Stay blessed, brother.
You too.